Today, we learn lesson number 76 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. Today, we will, Emir Tzah Hashem, conclude the 18th Perek with Mishnah number 9 and begin with the first Mishnah of Perek Yutes of the 19th Perek. Mishnah Tes of Perek Yud Ches. Mito shenignav chetzio. Someone stole half of the bed. O ovad chetzio, or half of the bed was lost or destroyed. What do you mean by half of a bed? A bed we know has two aruchos and two kitzoros, two long stretches of wood along the length of the bed and two shorter ones defining the width of the bed. And they also has four legs. So, if an arucha and a katsora and two raglayim were stolen or lost, so all that remains is half a bed. Half a bed means one arucha, one katsora, an L, and two legs. Ochol kuhom achin o shutofin. You have two brothers. They inherit a bed, or two partners who bought a bed, and now they want to split, so they cut the bed in half, and each one takes half. No, in such a case, these two halves of the bed are not never going to be put together again in all likelihood. It's lost, stolen, or one brother is braggish, is angry at the other brother, and they're not going to talk to each other for another 6 years. He has his half of a bed, and he has half of this bed. Don't ask me what they're going to do with it. That's the way it sometimes is. So, since there's no prospect that this bed is going to be repaired and made whole again soon, so it's like a broken bed. A broken bed is tahora, is not mikabel tuma, or it's now tahor. It was tame, it's broken in half, it's tahor. Hechaziruho. Suppose now the ganaf is found and he returns the half of the bed, or the two brothers make shalom, they get together again and put the bed together again. Now, mikabel es tuma mikanu lahabo. From this point forward, it's a good bed, and a good bed is mekabel tuma. But the old tuma is gone, flew away, porcha mimena. As we explained earlier, broken bed is tohor. This is true in our case. However, a mita which is taken apart, not to be never put together again, but is taken apart in order to be put together soon, then, since when it was taken apart, it was designed, and the intention was to replace it, to put it together again, so then it does revert to its original tumor. But in our case, since when it was taken apart, it was broken, and there was no prospect then for it to be put together again, no likely prospect, so therefore it's tahor, and now when it's put together again through some set of unexpected circumstances, unpredictable circumstances, it is mekabel tumah from this point on, but the old tumah is porcha, flew away. The Mishnah continues, mito mitama o chavilo. When a mito is connected, all together, so it's tied together, chavilo means as one bundle, so it's one whole bundle, it's mekabel tumah. But when it's into parts, it's not mekabel tumah. Umitaheres chavilo, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And if you want to make a mita tohor, what you have to do is take the whole mita and dunk it in the water, in the mikveh. You can't take it apart and dunk parts of it into the mikveh. Because, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a mita becomes tameh only if it's all intact, and it becomes tahor through tevila and a mikvah only if it's all intact. V'chachamim omrim no, mitama evorim, a mita can become tameh even when it is not intact, even when it was the various parts are detached, and each part which is detached is an arucha and tukra ayin, or a kitzora and tukra oyen. That too can be mekabel tuma. Umitaheres evorim. And similarly, if a mita, an intact mita, becomes tomei, you don't have to dunk the whole mita whole into the mikveh. You can take it apart and dunk it in part by part in order for it to become tohor. This Mishnah, which we just learned, the concluding Mishnah of the 18th Perek of Kehilim, is the subject of discussion in the Gemara Meseches Sukkah Daf Tes Zayin. And I've explained it to you, the last part here, as the Gemara in Meseches Sukkah explains it. The Meforshei HaMishnah, including the Bar Tanura, has a different approach, which he bases upon a Tosefta. It's interesting, the Bar Tanura sometimes, other Meforshim too, Rambam often, will base his pshat in a Mishnah not upon the Gemara's understanding, the Talmud Bavli's understanding of the Gemara, but either according to the Talmud Yerushalmi's understanding or according to the Tosefta's understanding. So I'm not going to explain to you the Bar Tanura's way here, because the Rambam, the Tiferes Yisroel, all simply follow what I, the way I explained it, which is the explanation of the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tesai. So we finished the ninth Mishnah of the 18th Perek, and we have now finished the 18th Perek. But we got to continue going, and we begin with the 19th Perek. Still talking about mitos, about beds. And the Mishnah says, and again here, we will follow the majority of the Meforshei HaMishnayos, in at least in my count, the majority. And therefore, we'll explain the Mishnah one way. Again, there are other explanations, but we can't do that. That's for an advanced course, the basic course. I'll try to follow the simplest approach, the approach which seems to be the approach of the Bar Tanura, the Tiferes Yisroel, etc. Hamafarekes hamito lahatbilo. A person takes apart a mito. The mito became tome as an avatuma, tumas meis or mishkef hazav. So it's now an avatuma, and he's taking apart in order to dunk it into a mikveh. The mikveh is so large. I'm sorry. The bed is so large that it can't fit into an ordinary mikveh, so he's taking it apart. Now, we have the girsa here, v'hanogeya b'chavolin. However, I'm going to explain it as if it read, hanogeya b'chavolin, without the vav. Meaning, our Mishnah is not discussing the complications of mefarik, but is dealing with, what about the chavolin, the ropes, the straps, which were part of the bed, and are now still attached to the sections of the bed which are being taken apart in order to dunk them into the mikveh. And you have attached to these separate parts the chavolim, the straps, which made a fabric, which were woven in as a kind of a mattress for the bed. They were woven in shesi v'orev, woven the lengthwise and then horizontally. The Mishnah is telling us that hanogeya b'chavolim tohor. If a person touches these straps, he is tohor, because the mita is mifurekes. The mita is in detached parts, so the straps attached to the detached parts of the mikveh are not tame. And even though when the bed was all attached together, it was an avatuma, now these chavolim are no longer an avatuma, because they are straps attached to sections of a mita, therefore tohor. The Mishnah now continues, hachevel, the straps which you're going to use to weave, to constitute the layer at the bottom of the bed, the mattress, or that which supports the mattress, for a new bed, me'em osai hu chibur lamita, when are those straps considered to be attached to the bed? So that if the bed becomes tomei, the straps also become tomei in the process, and vice versa. So that if the straps become tomei, the bed to which it is attached is also becomes tomei. At what point is the straps considered to be attached to the bed? Says the Mishnah, Mishi Yisoreg Bo Shlosha Botim. Imagine that you have many, many rows, vertical columns of straps. Now you're going to weave rows of straps horizontally over and under the vertical weaves. So now, when you've done that three times, you've created three batim. You've created three squares, as it was, between one strap, one vertical strap, and the other. So once you soreg bo shlosha batim, once you have woven over and under, that now the strap is considered attached to the bed. And the whole chevel is now considered attached to the bed, because the rest of the chevel will soon also be woven over and under, and become part of the bed. So once three batim are woven, the whole strap is considered attached. V'hanogeya min hakeshev lifnim. Suppose you now tie another strap under the first strap. To the first strap. So the first strap is attached to the bed because it's been woven over and under. Now, you want to lengthen the size of the strap, the length of the strap, so you tie with a knot strap number two, which is loose, onto strap number one, which is partly or fully woven into the weave of this mattress, so to speak, of the bed. And now, So the Mishnah is telling us, "V'hanogeya min hakesher v'lifnim." If tuma touches the strap, the new strap, from the knot inward toward the woven strap, tume. So from the knot inward, that is a chibur to the mita. Min hakesher v'lachutz. But whatever is protruding from the knot outward in this second strap, Tohor, is not Tomei. So that if Tumah touches the Kesher from outside the protruding strap, outside the knot connecting the two straps, then the bed does not become Tomei, because from the Kesher v'lachutz is not considered a chibur to the bed. By the way, the strap itself is not Mekabel Tumah at all anyway. A strap is not Mekabel Tumah. It's just a strap, a rope, a cord, a string is not Mekabel Tumah. But in this case, if the string is part of the bed, so it's part of the bed, and the bed is Mekabel Tumah. So min hakesher lifnim, it's part of the bed, it is Mekabel Tumah, with the bed. Min hakesher lechutz, it's not part of the bed, it's not Mekabel Tumah at all, because a chevel is not Mekabel Tumah. Now the Mishnah says, you know, when you make a knot, so you have to leave a certain amount of string or rope or strap protruding from the knot. In order to undo the knot, you have to have something when you tie your shoes, you have to have some protruding string or shoelace to pull to undo the strap. That protruding string or strap which you use to undo the knot are called the nimei hakesher, the threads of the lace or the rope or the string or the strap which protrude from the knot and hold the knot in place and allow you to undo the knot. So, hanogeya bitzorcho, if you touch that part of the protruding strap, which is necessary for the knot, tome. So then, it is tome, because that part of the strap is a section of the bed and is mekabel tumah. It is like the knot itself, and the knot itself is attached to the bed and is mekabel tumah. How long is the protrusion of the protruding strap still considered to be necessary for the knot and therefore part of the bed and becomes tame with the bed? Rabbi Yehuda tells us, shalosh etzbos, up until three finger widths from the kesher, from the knot, is necessary for the knot, and further out from three etzbos is not necessary. The Rambam adds here that this shear of three etzbos refers to a strap whose thickness was a standard thickness known at the time of the Mishnah. If the strap is wider, obviously you have to leave more than three finger widths in order to be able to control the knot. So the Rambam assumes that in the time of the Mishnah, there was some standard size of strap to which Rabbi Yehuda would say three etzbos width is the amount of nimei hakesher that you need to service the kesher, and therefore up until three etzbos becomes tomei with the tumah of the bed. It's mechubar to hamita. Further out than three etzbos is not a part of the bed, and therefore is not mekabel tumah. And so we have completed the first Mishnah of the 19th Perek, and in the process concluded lesson number 76.